Ock asks who's ready to push the Democrat agenda, climate justice, voting rights. By Hannah Blow on January 7, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, reacted to the results of the Georgia Senate runoffs, with Raphael Warnock defeating incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and John Ossoff defeating Senator David Perdue, RGA, by previewing a few of the key items Democrats hope to push with control of the House, Senate, and White House, including the pursuit of climate justice and voting rights. Using similar celebratory language utilized by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, who said on Wednesday morning it feels like a brand new day. A cheerful Ocasio-Cortez asked her 11 million Twitter followers who is ready to push Democrat agenda items, providing a list that included retroactive coronavirus relief, student loan cancellation, climate justice, health care, voting rights, and ending the death penalty. Ossoff ultimately garnered 50.4% of the vote compared to 49.6% for Perdue, according to the Associated Press. Ossoff's win splits the Senate but ultimately tips the scales in the Democrats' favor, as the party in control of the White House will determine the direction of the Senate. With a Biden administration, Democrats will have the advantage in the Senate, controlling both chambers. However, Perdue initially said he refused to concede, with his campaign promising to mobilize every available resource and exhaust every legal recourse to ensure all legally cast ballots are properly counted. Although the race between Loeffler and Warnock has been called in the Democrat challenger's favor, Loeffler described it as a game of inches. "It's worth it for this election to last into tomorrow. We're gonna make sure every vote is counted. Every legal vote will be counted. And I'm not gonna stop working," Loeffler promised. She reversed her pledge to challenge the electoral votes on Wednesday following chaos descending upon the U.S. Capitol.